What can possibly happen is that the person who is left on behind, so to speak, will in some way still feel very, very attached and can actually be, without sounding disrespectful, can be calling in the energy of, because they are the ones that cannot let go. And we do see how very difficult this is for you. And we are hoping to bring more teachings to you wonderful friends in the physical world, of how you can deal with this in a much better way, that you don't feel the loss as much. And we would say to this very, very dear young man, not to, it's very difficult to say cut off the attachment, but to know that the one that he loves is all around him all the time. And so what we would say is make connections, not attachments, do you see? And when you view it from that point of view, all the sinister connotations, as would appear to be around the situation, dissolve, and you can view it in a softer light. Does this make sense to you?
Yes,
Are
how do
we
you differentiate between a connection and an attachment?
finding the right words for you? It's sometimes difficult. So basically, when you feel a connection with someone, it's a very open, and you feel the connection in your heart. And what very often happens is, because the connection feels good, you then begin to make attachments. And so it then becomes very difficult for you to think of another thing or another person, or it get and this is when we find, especially when there are two people still in the physical world who make these attachments, and your friends and your family and people, and it begins to feel like they've got their hooks into you. And we know that several of you on your planet do say that, you know, so and so has got their hooks into me. And kind of this is what it means energetically. But when you just make connections, what you are doing is connecting with another being, whether they are in source with us or whether they are on your plane with you. And you are connecting unconditionally, and you are saying to them, I see you. I think you're a wonderful person. I like you, your presence in my life, and I allow you to be as free as you wish to be, and I place no attachments upon you. Do you see the difference? Can
Yes.
you feel that?
Yes.
Yes. And so this is it. When we lose when we sorry, when you lose, as you call it, your loved ones, and really you haven't lost them, the physicality has ceased to be, but they are still all around you, and their energy, you talk to them. You may not be able to see them, and you may not be able to go for coffee with them, and you may not be able to give them a physical hug. But believe us, they are with you 24/7 if you so require it. And if you can see it that the friendship continues, and if you can see it that you don't need to keep attaching, because you don't need to put a lead on something to keep it by your side, love does that for you. The love bond and connection with anybody who has ever passed will immediately draw them to your energy. And it's like a freeway thing. Do you see what we mean? And so what we would say to you is connect with your loved ones at all times, and recognize that the attachment thing can cause you more pain than it causes them. Do you see? And we would not wish you to be in pain.